This is LasVegasGolf.com on the air. In this edition, the Tuscany Golf Club, Desert Pines, and Silverstone. A little taste of Italy, a touch of Pinehurst, and the longest par 5 in Vegas. All this in this edition of LasVegasGolf.com on the air. I'm Dave Brown. When you come to Vegas, you certainly want a little of Vegas. But there is always room for a little taste of Italy.
C.W. Woods, Director of Golf, Tuscany Golf Club.
Now, how does a guy who's general manager of golf at Tuscany Golf Club get a name like Woods?
Well, I had it first. I'm older than
true.
Tiger.
That's true, you did. Excellent. Well, tell me about your golf course. I mean, first of all, the name Tuscany gives you an idea that it's got to be something Italian. But so tell me a little bit about it.
Well, we have, it's kind of a unique setting. We want the idea here in Las Vegas, everybody has a theme, and ours was you're kind of playing through an abandoned old vineyard. We've got a lot of old Randolph walls and what appear to be ruins of buildings you kind of play around. All of our golf holes have a significant name. They're named after a wine region in Tuscany. It's kind of a neat asset. We've had a number of visitors from Italy, as a matter of fact, who've pointed it out and taken pictures of our tee boxes, so that's pretty neat.
How cool is that? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting, unique theme that you have going there.
Yeah, it transfers over. We've got a bag tag, which is a wine stopper, which is pretty unique, and we kind of have a running thing with our repeat visitors. It's got a cork glued to the bottom of it, and if you can hold that cork on for 1 year, we give you a little discount when you come back and see it, because we appreciate you thinking about us all
now,
year. So.
Well, that's a great idea. Now, at the end of the round, when you feel like you've been beat up by Tuscany Golf Club, do you just drink a whole bottle of wine and feel a little better? Or?
Well, we don't encourage the entire bottle. We do say have a sip or two on our back deck. We've got... Our golf course affords us unbelievable views of the Vegas Valley floor and the Calico Mountains behind us. So
wow, sounds
great. We're pretty much second to none with views in Las Vegas.
Sounds great. So tell me about the golf course itself.
Well, the golf course, we've been open just over 3 years. We've received national recognition on our facility for course conditioning, customer service levels, and price, which is so important. Obviously, here in Las Vegas, it can be a pretty expensive place to play. But we've quickly found that the best words to describe our golf course are fun, fast, and friendly. We are more of a traditional layout in a Las Vegas atmosphere. We're not a desert target-style course. Ted Robinson, who designed the facility, is a big believer that golf's a game and it should be enjoyed and have fun. So, little place to spray off the tee box, but more premium on the shots in the greens. A lot of bunkered shots over water, things like that. But just a real beautiful course, but doesn't beat up the golfer.
Well, that sounds really entertaining. I mean, not only with the golf itself, but the fact that I can get a good glass of Merlot at the end.
Absolutely. Well, this is Vegas, so.
Tuscany Golf Club has one of the most unique themes for a golf destination in and around Vegas. If you love golf, you certainly know and love Pinehurst. How about a little of that in Vegas?
Jim Anderson, General Manager and Director of Golf, Desert Pines Golf Club.
Tell me a little bit about certainly the tradition of Desert Pines, because there's certainly something there to be said for that, right?
Well, absolutely. We are a die-designed facility, or golf course, I should say. We refer to the golf course as the Pinehurst in the desert, or the Pinehurst of Las Vegas, mostly because of all the water and the trees out here, and kind of give it that back east or Carolina look.
Yeah, so it's not what you would call your typical Vegas desert golf course.
No, definitely not. I mean, we've got the lush fairways here lined with some mature pine trees, the white sand bunkers, and brand new greens, actually.
Oh, really? So these are brand new designed, or brand new grass, or both?
It's both, actually. We just rebuilt the greens last summer and wanted to give them a better feel, a better rolling or putting surface, kind of like the PGA Tour quality surface.
Sure.
So we rebuilt all the greens, and we do have a bent grass green out there right now.
Very good, very good. So what would you say is the thing that you would want players to take away from Desert Pines once they've played it? What do you want them to take with them?
You know, I think this is, we consider this a golfing destination, and I think that's kind of what we want them to feel when they leave here, that, wow, what a facility from the minute I get out of my car to the minute I get back into my car when I leave. The customer service, we feel, is second to none here. The location, the price points, and it's that competitive edge that we have with our, especially with our practice facility, which is one of a kind in the whole country.
Why is it one of a kind?
Well, it's an automated, automatic practice facility. It's two-tiered. It's a T-complex. It's 20,000 square feet. We have 58 climate-controlled covered T-stations. The balls actually come out of the ground, and it's all automated and automatic, something you don't see at too many places. It's kind of like that typical practice facility you might see in Japan.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's all climate-controlled. In the summer, we have misters out there. In the winter, we have heaters. So you can practice day and night. It's open till midnight.
I was just going to ask you, you know, in your part of the woods, climate control means cooling off.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, those misters are a big, big factor in the summer.
I'll bet. So the course itself, I mean, obviously the tradition and the location is good. What about the price?
Well, the price, I mean, you know, we have so many opportunities here where a golfer can save money. We offer, well, we offer resident rates, too, for the locals that live here.
Mm.
But we have what we call early morning specials between 7 and 8 o'clock if you want to play early in the morning. We have our regular rack rate, which is mid-morning. Then we offer twilight rates after, right now, it's after 2 o'clock in the afternoon because of the time change. And then we have super twilight rates after 3:30, which are just unbeatable rates if you want to play late in the afternoon and try to get in around before dark.
What would be the reason to come to Desert Pines? What would just compel people to come there?
You know, I think it's really the overall golfing experience when you get here. Again, there's nothing we can't do here for a player, and we have top of the line rental equipment, a fully stocked pro shop. Again, our 19th hole, Duffer's Bar and Grill. We cater to banquets. We do just private meetings, and you don't even have to play golf to come here. You can just come out here and hit some range balls at our state-of-the-art practice facility, which, again, is a handful of them, I think, in the whole country.
All right.
You'll never see at a regular golf course.
That's for sure. It's big. It's brutal. It's the longest in Vegas.
My name is Ross McCullough. I'm the director of golf here at Silverstone Golf Club.
Las Vegas is always about the experience, and you'll get one of those at Silverstone. Where are you located exactly? Where's Silverstone?
We are located about 25 minutes northwest of the Strip location.
So everybody kind of talks about locations when they
sure.
reference the Strip all the time. That's
Absolutely.
Probably the best way to do it.
It
so,
is.
So 25 minutes is really not that big of a deal.
No, not a big deal at all.
Yeah, when it comes to people... playing golf in Vegas. Tell me particulars about your golf course that might set it apart from some of the other Vegas courses.
Sure. I tell you what, we have a phenomenal backdrop in the north, just to our north in the Sheep Mountains. We have a couple of par fives that are that we are known for. The longest par five in Nevada is located on our mountain nine at 675 yards.
Oh,
absolutely
man.
Gorgeous hole.
Yeah, wow. That particularly, I'm sure, is something people talk about all the time.
Oh, they do. Absolutely, they do. It's one of those holes that's slightly downhill, so the longer hitter is teased into going forward and two, if you can believe that. However, it is 100% carry to reach the green. If you go forward and two, it takes two mammoth shots. There's no question about it.
Wow. I'm sure there are some big numbers on that hole.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. So what else about the course? Is it a typical desert kind of Vegas course, or is it different than that?
Well, no, I wouldn't put it in the typical desert course that you see in Las Vegas. We have just completed a $2 million landscape renovation project throughout the course, which has given it quite a bit of definition as you go through all of the nines. I would classify it as a forgiving golf course. The fairways are somewhat open, yet we are lined with homes. But they do not crowd the golf course in any way. And I tell you what, Robert Diebold, our superintendent, and his staff have done a phenomenal job. They keep it in tip-top shape year-round.
So you said a number of nines. Are we talking three nines?
Yes, sir. Yep,
okay.
We have 27 holes here.
That probably helps with the pace of play a bit for you, too.
It does. It does. It allows us to spread it out and give golfers their option, if whatever they'd like to play.
What's the, Vegas is, certainly a destination, but it's always a matter of cost for green fees in Las Vegas. We all know that. There's no secret
sure.
to that. You know, where do you fall in that range?
Well, I tell you what, we fall into, in my opinion, the affordable range of golf in Las Vegas. Golf in Las Vegas tends to get upwards of $300 to $500.
Yeah, it
for,
can.
Yeah, exactly. For out-of-town guests coming to see us on the weekends right now are $180. Mm. $180 on the weekend is our most expensive rate
sure.
throughout the year. $130 weekdays is a phenomenal deal, especially for what we provide with the brand-new GPS systems on the golf course. Just the level of service and the course conditions are phenomenal.
Well, good. And what about the clubhouse? You know, a bite after the round, the drink mm-hmm. after the round. What's the atmosphere like?
Absolutely. Most golf courses offer 19th hole. Obviously, with 27 here, we offer the 28th hole. We've got a fabulous bar and grill, which has won several awards from Vegas Golfer Magazine as well as other local publications here. The staff do a fantastic job of accommodating anyone after their round. Come on in, grab a seat at the bar, or sit down at the restaurant. Look over our full menu.
What's the signature food there? Anything?
Wow, signature food, really?
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite? I tell you what, you can't go wrong with the club. It is consistent. It's fantastic. It's tall. It's more than I can handle. It is a big sandwich.
Sounds like your par five.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we should rename it the Mountain Three.
There you go. That's it for this edition of LasVegasGolf.com on the air. I'm Dave Berger. And listen for more golf news from one of America's best golf cities. This is LasVegasGolf.com on the air.